Well, it's been another day of heavy rain and snow in California. There's been widespread flooding, sinkholes, many road closures, and flash flood warnings across the Southwest. Joining us now is Henry DiCarlo, meteorologist with KTLA in Los Angeles. Welcome.
Jeremy, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And there have been reports already of collapsed highways in California, flash flood warnings. What is the weather like there today?
You know, today we're getting a little bit of a break during the day, but we have another storm that should move through here during the afternoon into the evening. A second storm this weekend coming in Saturday night through Sunday, and even a third as we look down the line a little bit on Thursday. So we've had our share of storms all throughout, especially December, January, and here in February. We have not seen warm conditions by our standards in weeks. So it's been cool and wet weather for us for a while.
And sometimes it does rain at this time of year in Southern California, but this is a lot even by those standards.
Right. And I think a lot of people, you know, it's been well documented. California has been in the midst of a drought. Last year, just to put things into perspective, we didn't even get, you know, 5 inches of rain for our entire water year. Normal for us is about 15 inches of rain. So far, since the water year starts, and that's October 1st, we've already surpassed our yearly average. Mm-hmm. We're 15 and a half inches of rain so far in 4.5 months. And the problem is just in recent years, we've had so many wildfires because of the drought that a lot of the hillsides, there's just not a lot of vegetation. So when we have storms like we did yesterday, where many areas had 5, 6, 7 inches of rain in a short amount of time, that's why we had so many mudslides and some damage to property. And we're still at risk for that this weekend and into next week as well.
I was there a couple weeks ago and it was pouring basically the whole time I was there. And one of the things I noticed is that almost everybody's house was leaking because they're just not built to handle this kind of rain.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, wait, you know, this roof's always held up. But you're right. I mean, the amount of rain and the intensity, and I think that's a really good point, Jeremy. It's not been somewhat of a steady rain like you might see at times. They have been storms that have been very brief, but the amount of rain in a short amount of time, the runoff is so quick that we are seeing a lot of places where, you know, they've gone decades without any problems with a roof, and now all of a sudden these storms are bringing out problems they never knew they had.
And this is part of what's being called an atmospheric river known as the Pineapple Express. What exactly is going on meteorologically to make this all happen?
There's a number of those throughout the world, and basically atmospheric river is a term that explains vapor transport from one area to another. So our particular atmospheric river, the Pineapple Express, this is all warm air, water vapor that tends to collect around the Hawaiian Islands. So when we get a storm like we did yesterday, it kind of taps into that water vapor and that moisture that's out over the Pacific, and it's almost like turning on a hose, and it just funnels all of that warmer, moist air into California, and that's why we get so much rain when we get these, you know, atmospheric rivers, as they call them, and this is was one of the stronger ones, and it lasted so long, and that's why we saw unprecedented rain for some areas.
Well, and scary for some people as well. This is Ken Sorensen in Lake Elsinore describing a mudslide that he came across.
Trees, trash cans, everything blown by air, telephone pole. Everything. They had a bunch of trees there, and they started falling. The chain link caught on it. Then there was two barns, sheds-like, and pretty big. No, this fell. No, it was like there's a house going down.
What are some of the concerns, or what are you telling people on how to deal with this?
Well, in that particular case, Lake Elsinore and many areas out here, Malibu of late too, with recent fires, you know, these are areas that have been hit by fires of late. So again, the vegetation is just barren. And so we get this heavy rain and they're at risk. You know, sometimes the rain is just too much for no matter whatever precautions you take. And that was, you know, the case certainly out there. In some cases, you can prepare all you want. You're not going to withstand that amount of water that we had yesterday in some of those areas. But we're going to have a few more of these storms, and we're going to have, you know, problems in the months to come just because of those hillsides, so many that are just barren of any vegetation.
And when you look across the region, we saw an inch of rain in Las Vegas. That was only the 29th time that the airport has recorded that in one day since 1938. And then I noticed that at Mammoth Mountain in California, they're getting another 4 feet of snow. They've already got 500 inches at the summit this season and are going to stay open probably till the summer.
Yeah, Mammoth is saying they're going to be open through through the 4th of July. Right. Mammoth has had more snow than anywhere else in the United States. So, you know, it's a good news, bad news, Jeremy, right? We've been in the midst of this drought. There's been water rationing over the past couple of years at times. So it's good that we're getting this rain, but it's also, you know, there's concerns, there's flooding. But as you said, Vegas getting an inch of rain. Palm Springs, beautiful, sunny Palm Springs. Very rarely does it rain out there. They had over 5 inches of rain yesterday. That was the third highest amount of rain they've ever had on any day in the Coachella Valley. So it just kind of puts things into perspective.
They won't have to use as much water watering those golf courses, I guess, in Palm Springs this year.
For sure.
Henry DiCarlo, meteorologist with KTLA. Thanks so much.
Jeremy, thanks for having me, and you have a great weekend.
Seems it never rains inside.